Making Tissue Paper Flowers, No Water Needed. Blog post number 8 by Cecilia Kennedy, March 27th, 2017. Getting crafty when my art supplies have dwindled to St. Patrick's Day napkins and party horns is nearly impossible. Nearly. I suppose I could do something artsy with these items, but would I like the result? Probably not. While St. Patrick's Day for me signals the onset of spring, so do flowers. Nate is kind enough to bring real flowers home for our dining room table. However, I've always wanted to learn to make festive paper flowers. Today, that's exactly what I'll do, and I'm more than happy to share the steps and results. 1. Buy some tissue paper. I figured I'd need lots since I'm not really that good with my hands. I find several value packs of 40 rainbow-colored sheets, so I buy 2 packs. When I flip the packages over, I realize that the steps for making tissue paper pom-poms are right on the back. However, the steps are so simplified that I don't think I can follow them. One illustrated step looks like I could snip the edges of a piece of tissue paper and the flowers would miraculously grow from the middle. The drawing is so strange that I don't know if I'm buying tissue paper or sea monkeys. So I continue with step 2 below. Randomly search the internet for another blog that could show me how to make tissue paper flowers. This method lands me on the Hey Let's Make Stuff site by Corey. Her article, How to Make Tissue Paper Flowers 4 Ways, is exactly what I need. The featured picture on this page shows an elegant wedding table decorated with all kinds of colorful paper flowers. Corey explains that she made 500 of them for her own wedding, which really helped her stay within budget. I am just hoping to make one. There isn't a budget for my blog either. Maybe there should be. Nate and I should probably make a budget for my blog. I think I smell another project brewing. 3. Follow Corey's first step. Unlike the back of the tissue paper package I bought, Corey lists the supplies I'll need. Tissue paper, scissors or rotary scissors, and a stapler. I don't know what rotary scissors are. I do know what a stapler is. Next, Corey says I'll need 2 sheets of tissue paper placed together, one on top of the other. The back of the tissue paper package does not indicate how many sheets of tissue paper are needed at one time. Crafters are left to wonder, should I stack all 40 sheets together? Should I just use 1 sheet? Corey says to fold the tissue paper in half lengthwise and then again to make a square. Next, I'm supposed to find all of the loose corners of the pieces of tissue paper. In other words, when I fold the paper over to make a square, all of the edges are joined with a crease, except for one. The one that is not joined, but all loose and free, is the one I should find. I can take this corner and fold it to the opposite edge to make a triangle. The triangle, luckily, should not be perfect. There should be an extra rectangular piece that sticks out over the triangle. According to the blog, I'm to snip the extra rectangle off with the scissors. Then I can open the triangle to make a square. After making the square, I'm supposed to slip the scissors into the last remaining fold and cut. And this way, I can end up with 8 different pieces of tissue paper stacked one on top of the other. The next step is fun. I get to fold the stacked square of 8 sheets accordion style. Corey says she gets 7 or 8 folds. Sometimes I only get 6. Next, I can keep the accordion in 1 skinny strip and staple the middle. The scissors can be used to snip rounded petals on each edge of the skinny strip. Or this blog demonstrates other methods for making petals. I only experiment with the first method shown since I'm just hoping to get anything right. Finally, I can start separating the tissue paper petals at both ends of the skinny strip until the flower takes shape. The petals actually do grow, but not in the same way sea monkeys do. I'm so proud of my creation that I teach Alex how to make the flowers as well. We end up with a nice bunch of 3 for our hallway table. So much better than whatever I could have done with a hot glue gun, St. Patrick's Day napkins, and party horns. Cheers! Your turn. What's your favorite easy craft to make? What are the steps? Share and discuss.